As we are approaching the very end of this year, it seems technology is approaching its peak because every other week there is something big being announced. But let's find out how this technology will be impacting your life and the lives of those around you. Firstly, starting with Tesla just announced that they are doing or designing a universal adapter for charging EVs to make their supercharger the new standard, the new, I don't want to say global standard, because at this point, electronic vehicles are not necessarily ubiquitous enough for us to say that they have any global impact. However, Tesla, for those of you who do not know, owns the largest charging network for electronic vehicles in the United States, as well as in other countries. Actually, they are doing quite an amazing job. And the issue that a lot of governments have been having, because here's the thing, right? The whole point of electronic vehicles is to do away or minimize e-waste, which means any electronic device or any, including our cars, to do away with mechanical waste and electronic waste. That's the whole point of EVs, while also reducing carbon emission, which obviously is carbon dioxide polluting our atmospheres globally, which is the problem that relates to the ozone layer. But that's not politics that I want to get into right now. The point being this, every single electronic vehicle manufacturer up till now has been creating and inventing their own way of charging their vehicle, which creates a problem because that means each and every new electronic vehicle now needs to find a specific charging station where they can charge their vehicle. So you can't use just any charging station, which creates a very huge problem because now that means for every brand, there needs to be a specific charging station. Unlike with the current vehicles that we're using, right, the internal combustion vehicles, whereas the car I'm using and the car you're using can charge, or I say charge, can fill up at any gas station because our filling ports are universal. You could literally go to a different country within Africa and you will find a gas station that is able, or petrol station that's able, to fill up your car with no issues, no adapters needed. And that eliminates redesigning a new filling station with new technology every single time. And this is a very, very big problem because if they are expecting electronic vehicles to become ubiquitous and used by nearly every individual who is capable of driving on planet Earth, then we need to standardize charging ports, which I believe this is a very good thing that Tesla's doing. Like, I'm learning not to announce myself as a Tesla fan, even though I am, especially because of some of these dramatic mistakes that Elon tends to make, is like what he's doing with Twitter right now. You know, it's difficult for one to say whether he stands by him or not, but that's not really very important. What's important here is we need, the world of electronic vehicles needs to make sense. It needs to be affordable, and owning an electronic vehicle needs to make the world a better place, environmentally speaking. So I wonder if this solution by Tesla is going to encourage more vehicles to start standardizing their chargers. And I really hope that the EU comes in, because when the EU sees problems like this, they usually come in and meet and just standardize everything like they're doing with the Type-C charger, which, you know, it sucks that it has to get to that point for us to standardize things. Anyways, moving on, Pantone colors. For those who don't know, this is actually a very niche development in the world, or in the space of software technology. Pantone is a company that specializes in standardizing colors. So this might not be a problem for you, because whenever you go into a store and you buy a t-shirt, you just pick the one that looks, has the color that looks most appealing to you. But if you're a person in business and you're trying to communicate something to someone in China and asking them to print a specific color. You don't want it even the slightest of shade, worse or better or too dark or too light. You want it to be exactly what you're asking for. The challenge there is there are no standard colors in the world, right? Even if you're using the standard numbers, there are no standard colors. So companies like Pantone standardize colors so that if you put in the number hashtag 3756, you get the same number, the same color every time. So recently, there was a lawsuit between Pantone and Adobe where I don't really understand the logistics or the complexities of the lawsuit, but they couldn't come to an agreement. And as a result, Pantone has pulled out and are now charging Adobe for including Pantone colors in their software products, including Photoshop, one of the world's most used, I would say designing or editing or design detailing softwares on planet Earth. So imagine this. Imagine you own a software product like Photoshop, and today you're using it, and tomorrow it receives an update, or Adobe releases a new version of it, and you buy it or download it, and you realize that the Pantone colors that used to be there are no longer there. And any design you made prior, if you were to open it on this newly updated Photoshop software, will the colors that belonged to Pantone would now be black. Because if Adobe used those colors, they will now have to pay Pantone a very big amount that's in the millions. Because now it's basically copyright issues, right? Because these colors do not belong to Adobe. I know that this is news to you because it was news to me as well. I did not know that Adobe did not own all their colors, because some colors were basically, you could think of it as engineered by Pantone, which I find to be very fascinating. And I also didn't know how serious it was for us to actually have globally a standardized understanding of, if I say black, what shade of black am I looking for? And that's why this is so important, right? If you design something and you give it a certain color and you send it to someone else to finish off that design, you don't want that person's software to change the colors that you've used. They need to be standardized. Then the very last one I'm going to share tonight is Apple is looking to do away with the word hey in Hey Siri. So this is the same as with Google, where you can say, hey Google or hello Google. So they are looking to just get it down to Siri. So you can simply just say, Siri, order me an Uber, or Siri, what's the weather today, or Siri, which, I don't know. Honestly, for me, I think it's going to cause more problems than it will bring solutions, because Siri is already very easy to activate by mistake. So if you take away the word hey and you just say Siri, imagine one day you say, like in South Africa, we have names like Cindy, you know, where it's easy for a phone to confuse as saying Siri, which I think Apple is going to have to also do something in order to make their phones, the iPhone, smarter in detecting what word a person is saying. Because I mean, I've sat with Charles in the same room and we just saw Siri go bonkers over something that doesn't even make sense. And Siri will say, how can I help you, or whatever Siri says. So what are your thoughts on that? Like, it is definitely something to give thought to, you know. I think all of these stories that I've shared today will at some point impact you. And I think the one that will have the most impact to you, if you are either an iPhone user or you know an iPhone user, will definitely be the Hey Siri thing, because it will be interrupting and interfering with your conversations, unfortunately.